News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now we're joined by the Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central, Catherine Arda. Catherine, you have introduced a private members bill aimed at stopping discrimination against cancer survivors when it comes to accessing financial products such as mortgages, health insurance and travel insurance. Tell us the thinking behind your private members bill.
Okay, so thanks very much. Yeah, obviously yesterday in the Dáil, I got a great opportunity to introduce a bill that I had introduced in the Senate before, the Right to Be Forgotten Bill, known formally as the Central Bank Amendment Bill. I suppose every year there's 220,000 people living with cancer in Ireland. Every year around 44,000 people will be diagnosed with cancer. Back in the late noughties, over 40% of people were surviving cancer. That's a 5-year survival rate. Now we have a situation where over 60% of people are now surviving beyond 5 years after a cancer diagnosis. So people are living really well with cancer, and for that we have to support them, not just with our healthcare system, which is doing its job when it comes to cancer survival rates, but when it comes to, we also need to look after them when it comes to our financial system, to ensure that they're able to go on, live the life they want to live.
Okay, so what would this mean in practice?
It means in practice that when you go and apply for your mortgage after having cancer as a child or, you know, in the last 5 years, you won't have to disclose your cancer diagnosis on your application form.
Okay.
This is not something that I'm making up. It's not a new idea. It's something that has been propounded across Europe, and we probably will hopefully get more centralised legislation from Europe in relation to a right to be forgotten. At a European level, the European Parliament has called for all EU citizens to have the right to have their past cancer diagnosis disregarded when applying for financial products.
Okay, look, it's an idea I think most of our listeners listening will empathise and sympathise with. And look, every family in Ireland has been touched by cancer. But let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Should insurance companies and banks not be allowed to assess the risk on a policy, however, you know, difficult we might find that, however unpalatable we might find that?
Well, it's not something that's just happening that I'm coming up with now. This is like a policy across Europe that people are coming up with. Like, probably one of the reasons insurance companies say they're not going to adhere to it is that, the loss of profits. We see at the moment that there are nearly 170 insurance agencies registered with the Central Bank of Ireland. The Insurance Ireland have a voluntary code. From what I can see, only 8 companies have volunteered to adhere to the voluntary code. One of the main reasons that insurance companies are leaving the market is probably because they're merging. They know that there's profits, so they're reduced. They're coming together, so that that they're easier to fight sort of policies like this coming down the line. But I don't believe the idea that they would need to know people's cancer diagnosis.
Okay, the reason I put the question to you, and I accept it happens in other countries, but insurance companies do charge differently based on risk. I mean, if a 20-year-old is trying to get car insurance, they are going to pay more than a 40-year-old trying to get car insurance. That is the nature of risk, however unpalatable we might find that. Everybody doesn't pay the same for products.
But if you are living 5 years, if you have cancer and you're in remission for 5 years, your risk is gone, you know, because our medicines have come on so much, our healthcare has come on so much. If you look at jurisdictions like France, they do it in a sort of, they have a schedule for their right to be forgotten legislation. And it's not something new for them. Macron brought that in when he first became president nearly 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And that schedule that they have changes every year, so that as healthcare improves, the schedule for your right to be forgotten improves as well. So like their financial instruments directly correlate with the healthcare and with advances in science. And it's something we should be doing here, because when you have fought cancer and you're out the other end, you don't want to be reminded of it every day, and you shouldn't be reminded of it every day. You're entitled to live your life, you know, and get on with your life. you know, and buy your house, go on your holiday.
And finally, I'm going to ask the same question again. Orange, I mean, you said the risk is gone. The risk is certainly reduced after 5 years. Our insurance company, and I'm playing devil's advocate here because I imagine the financial services will argue this, are they not entitled to assess risk as they see it in the same way they do for young drivers, for example?
Well, what I'm saying is that because healthcare has come on so far, that the risk is, they sort of, like, it's known that up to 5 years there is a risk, but the risk is obviously still there, but significantly lesser than it is if it were within the first 5 years of remission.
Okay. Okay.
And the legislation around Europe has reflected that. So it's not just in Ireland.
I know what happens in other countries.
Being legislated.
All right.
But it's about fairness, it's about equality as well.
We will leave. Is it likely to become law?
I hope so. It's part of the programme for government, so I'll be pushing to make it law in Ireland.
Okay, Catherine Adat, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.